What was the rationale behind the zoledronic acid? Was she osteopenic or were you trying to prevent mets?
We really were doing it in this situation more in the adjuvant setting based on the data from, you know, the Oxford overview that demonstrates that these patients have a benefit in terms of breast cancer survival, reduction in bone metastases. So this is a patient, by the way, that previously years ago had a history of osteopenia and probably about 7 or 8 years ago had been treated with bisphosphonates. She had been off of that for many years. And so the intent here was to complete a course of treatment that would be curative.
So is that something you routinely do? And what about denosumab? We saw some data on that at ASCO.
So I think the best data here that we have about these bone-modifying agents is really with the bisphosphonates and, of course, the ones used most commonly are the aminobisphosphonates. The data with regard to denosumab, although certainly we know that that can prevent bone loss and it does it quite well, the data have yet to convincingly show that denosumab can effectively reduce breast cancer events, specifically in the bone, and also survival. So from a standpoint of using these agents in the adjuvant setting with the intent to prolong survival, prevent breast cancer morbidity and mortality, the best data that we have are with the bisphosphonates.